In the last lesson that I recorded, we talked about the fact that child sacrifice is supremely and uniquely offensive to God. There were a few reasons for that, the main ones being that child sacrifice is taking something that is completely innocent and completely human, completely defenseless, and sacrificing it in the name of worship of false gods. And so the God who loves us, who wants to know us, who wants to give all good gifts to us, is could not be more offended than to have us take the cherished gifts of life and our own children that we have born and to sacrifice them to death in the worship of false gods or demons. That's just, it's heinous to think about. But the one of the reasons why it is so hurtful to God, one of the reasons why he takes it so seriously and he takes it so personally, is because he is the creator of all of these things. He's the creator of that precious child that we have chosen to put to death. This is a child that he knows. This is a child that he loves. And he takes it so personally, he considers these children that are sacrificed in the act of child sacrifice as to be having been taken from him. His own children that he made for his glory, for his benefit, for the blessing of the world. It's a deeply personal matter to God. Let me read to you from Exodus. It's Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 20 and 21. This is what God says to those who are sacrificing their children to Molech. "And you took your sons and your daughters, whom you had born to me, and these you sacrificed to them to be devoured. Were your whorings so small a matter that you slaughtered my children and delivered them up as an offering by fire to them," them being the false gods, or Molech, if you will. Again, twice in this passage, he says, you bore these children to me, and were your whoring so small a matter that you slaughtered my children. My children, God says. So here in that, the deeply personal offense that God takes because he is so attached to us as humans, as his children, his creation, his progeny, his, as we learn later on from the book of Ephesians, his masterpiece, his cherished masterpiece to be sacrificed. This is yet another reason why child sacrifice in and of itself is so supremely offensive to our loving and merciful and gracious God.